we're just walking through the fence of Community Garden right now. It's always unlatched, so it's welcome to anybody. There's different fruit trees that we have on the sides of us. There is about 35 plots in total. Behind the shed, there's a bunch of raspberry bushes. There is a big rhubarb shrub actually behind the raspberry bushes that is almost ready to go.
Starting on May 8th, 2025, and running until June 5th, UNB Sustainability is hosting a new program for UNB community members called Garden Therapy Thursdays at the UNB Community Garden. Open to students, staff, and alumni, the UNB Community Garden is operated by the Student Union, who have partnered with the university's sustainability office to promote mindful gardening. UNB Sustainability Engagement Coordinator Bailey Saunders described what Garden Therapy Thursdays look like.
Basically, it's open invite, drop-in style, anytime between 3:30 to 5. You can come by, help us weed if you'd like. If you have any questions about gardening, we can give you some tips. Or if you just want to hang out and chat with some people, you're totally welcome to do that as well.
Bailey also mentioned that the initial run of sessions was meant to gauge interest.
So right now it's kind of a pilot program, so we're just doing it to June 5th, each Thursday. If the response is still very high, then we'll continue it on and hopefully grow it into something a little bit bigger. It's mostly, at this point in time, weeding and yard maintenance. I think there's about 12 or 14 plots that have been overgrown for years. So we're hoping that once we shift towards that section of the garden, we'll have that weeded up, and then we'll be able to engage people into the actual planting process of gardening. We'll definitely do it each year. I don't know if we'll continue it more into the summer or not, where it is just weeding, but if we can get those back plots, then we can start actually gardening in there.
Despite some wet weather on the Thursdays in May, Bailey noted that there's been considerable interest in the program.
So far, it's been a lot of UNB students. We do also have a lot of interest from staff. I think UNB students particularly might not have the access to garden because you're either living in residence or you might be living in a student house or an apartment building. Gardening too is very accomplishing. It's very rewarding. So when you go do these activities, you can see in real time the difference that you're making. When the bed gets clean, you leave, you feel accomplished, you feel productive. You feel like you just worked out a little bit without thinking about it.
Community gardening in Fredericton is seemingly on the rise, as the UNB Community Garden ran out of plots only a few days after opening registration. Bailey elaborated on why gardening might be seeing a boom in popularity.
The price of groceries, it's never going down, it seems. So people are very into herbs. I think because they're so easy and they're also so expensive that growing them is a great alternative, especially if you're trying to save a couple dollars. Another thing that is insanely easy but so rewarding to grow is tomatoes because you get such a high yield out of them. So we'll see a lot of those in the gardens as well.
The increase in gardening's popularity is reflected in the demographics getting involved with Garden Therapy Thursday.
We knew that there would be a couple of people here and there that were very keen, but the amount of people that have never gardened before that have come and asked for tips and said that they want to get into gardening but they don't know how, so they came to us, was very surprising.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.